Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, today the 18th of Jumad al-Ukhra, corresponding to the 1st of February 2021. So we are presenting to you our report back with Allah's help and mercy of last week's activities. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah, announce it, pronounce it, and say, هَذَا مِنْ Fadli Rabbi, that this is only the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah, that whosoever does not thank humanity, in reality they have not thanked Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Alhamdulillah, in the mornings last week, because our brother Junaid and Dawood Junaid Mota, they met up with an accident about 10-12 days ago. So last week, Tobella helped us out in the morning, early part of the morning. Allah reward him. And then we had Moana Arafat and myself, and the programs went very well. And the message is spreading, especially there in the Durban, Marisburg area, Natal area, among the non-Muslims. Now imagine they wake up so early to listen to the program and they pose their questions. So that is the need of the hour. What is the need? فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You know, when you go in a plane, then you are landing in Durban, Cape Town, Port Elizabeth, and you look at the ocean. Overseas countries, it's so magnificent, New York and Sydney and all these places, and Auckland. So when you're landing, then you see the ocean, and then you see the foam and the bubble. So that foam and bubble, Quran Kareem states, فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. So that comes on top and then it just disappears dry. So that is the sign of batil, of falsehood. They will come up a little while and then they are thrown to the scraps of history. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. As for that which is an asset to humanity, فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that will remain. So how water is essential for the creation survival, our survival. So similarly, take the water of Islam and quench the thirst of humanity. That is what will remain. Today we take the name Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmed, the beloved Sahaba radiallahu anhum's name. So they were the water for humanity, and they presented it for the love of Allah, hence their names keep on shining and glittering. So that is the lesson. So mashallah, this is Allah's help and mercy, and we are grateful to Radio Al-Ansar. And today we heard the founder of Radio Al-Ansar, Haji Muhammad Yusuf, passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Allah grant his family Sabr Jameel. Our manager Bilal grew up in his house, so Allah Ta'ala grant Tahir and Masi and the whole family that Jannatul, grant them Sabr Jameel, and grant our Haji Muhammad Yusuf Jannatul Firdaus. And then we heard heard the Hafiz Hans Maidee in Port Shepstone. So many times I used to speak to him. So he was one of the first Hafiz there in Port Shepstone, 91 years old. He passed away today. Our Haji Idris Hansa, he passed away. So a low ever passed away today, yesterday, last year, last month. With Iman and Islam, make dua for all of them collectively. Rabbana ghfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. So because we were a morning program is Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah and Ansar, so it makes a big difference. So Allah Ta'ala make it Sadaqah Jariyah for Haji Muhammad Yusuf. And Alhamdulillah, some people show their real inclination towards Islam. Allah grant them Hidayat. Then Alhamdulillah, our tafsir also going well. In the morning we do one ayat. This week inshallah we will complete Surah 9. We did the whole Surah Tawbah with Allah's help, and now we got 5 verses left. Every day one verse inshallah. Saturday we will complete it with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And then 1:05 to 1:30 mashallah we started with Surah Mu'minun. So that was last week, and that goes on with the help and mercy of Allah. 1:30 to 2:00 we started again from Surah Fatiha. That is Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and Sirius FM. We have to place on record our sincerest thanks to Faisal Asmal, Haji Faisal, his beloved son Yusuf and family. And mashallah, Surah Fatiha, Surah Baqarah, Surah Al Imran finished. Now we busy with Surah Nisa. 4 Jews already finished, and now we busy with the 5th Jews, the 5th part of the Noble Quran. And then the Q&A, mashallah, that is still the flagship program and the most popular. Hada min fadli Rabbi, for past 20 years. So it's always been popular, and mashallah, more and more people listen. Allah Jalla Wala accept it. If you want acceptance, then you must read 5 daily salat on time. The men in the masjid and women at home on time. And read Allahumma ij'alna. Ya Allah, make us hadiyin, mahdiyin, muwaffaqin, maqbulin fil alami kullihi ya rabbal alamin. Ya Allah, make us that beacon of light, that we also have that light. You see load shedding, so you have the candle. That candle must have light itself. Then you ignite other candles, so we become a source, a beacon of light for ourselves and others as well. Then only things can happen with the tawfiq. Allah give us ability, capability, capacity. And then we ask Allah for qabuliyat maqbulin. And not only for our locality, our country, for the whole world. So that is wama dhalika Allah bi aziz. And that is not difficult for Allah. So these are the type of du'as we beg and petition Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, mashallah, we have the bliss of marriage. That also very interesting. People got 101 problems. And sometimes people put in other questions as well. So Alhamdulillah, so we try and answer without fear and favor, whatever people ask, Alhamdulillah. And then on Wednesday, we receive the good news. And Subhanallah, and first Wednesday morning, that what I do is after I finish my program, then I go masjid and give some, we read Fajr and then some advices, and I come back and then I do my reading, Ishraq and all. Then I sit with all these messages and phones and that for 2 hours, 1.5 hour, depending on over 100 questions come per day with Allah's help. So you must remember this again, Adha min Fadli Rabbi. If you go to Madina Munawwara, Sayyidu Tabi'in, Sayyid bin Musayyib, sometimes he's walking in the gullies and alleys of Medina and he's crying. People ask him, oh Sayyid, why are you crying? He said, I'm waiting for people to ask me questions. Imagine. So these were the greatest Tabi'in he was. One of the greatest. They call him Sayyid bin Musayyib, Sayyidu Tabi'in. Today is so easy. You just ask a question, does that, we put it on the on that cell phone and what? It goes straight to thousands of people. So see how Allah made it so easy. But always we must propagate and promote the truth and ask Allah to guide us at all times. And if we make mistake, then we must retract it and we must rectify it immediately as far as possible. And ask Allah for forgiveness. goodness. So anyway, we must remember, so Wednesday morning after the Ishraq and that, something Allah put in my heart. So I sent our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, our director of Markaz Sahaba, a message. I told him, tell your daughter that she must read all these duas because she got few days left, I think, there to give birth and so forth. Lo and behold, in the afternoon, we found that she gave birth, mashallah, to a baby boy, and he became a nana, maternal grandfather for the first time, and he's not the dada yet, his son still have to get married, inshallah, that also will happen. So wonderful, wonderful news for us and so forth. So we make dua, Allah Jalla Wala give everybody that who are married, pious children, such children, qurrata ayun. Just look at the words in the Quran. Surah 25, verse 74, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and children and progeny, aankho ke tandak ban jai. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was asked, what is the meaning and tafsir of this word qurrata ayun, coolness of the eyes? He say, husband looks at the wife, she's engaged in ta'atillah. You go home, your wife is reading salat, she's reading Quran, she's reading a good Islamic book, she's doing something which is good, permissible, encouraged and meritorious. When she looks at you, you're doing the same. When you look at your children, they're doing the same. When the children look at the parents, they're doing. Can we say that today? 80-90% father, mother looking at TV and children busy with their PlayStation and phones and whole lot. 80-90% have become Hizbu Shaitan. Everything A to Z haram. The movies haram, internet haram, pornography haram. So what do you expect? Do you expect Allah's mercy to come? Do you expect Allah's la'anat to come? You be the judge. We put our big, big aerials and what, invite all the shaitans, come to my house. If somebody comes to your house, just I give you this easy example. Allah forbid somebody comes to your house and says they want to commit fornication, adultery, gay business. You will blow a gasket. How the hell can you ask a question? But when you switch on the TV and movie, 80% they're showing all the haram things. People will tell you all this. The adverts are haram, daru, alcohol the whole time. The fornication, adultery, gay brigade, nudity, music, everything A to Z haram. But then we make dua, Ya Allah, give me barakat in my house. Give me barakat in my children. Think properly. That we in giving poison and we making dua for shifa. It won't happen. Allah got a system. Sunnatullah, the system of Almighty Allah. Think properly about that. Nevertheless, then Wednesday, I go read Salat in our Jami Masjid. Salat is early there. Lands, mashallah, 5:15 is Azhar Salat there, and 6:15 here in Sufi Masjid. So if I want to read early, we go to Jami. If I read late, like normally, then I go to Sufi. So 6:15 nowadays. So 1 hour we got there. So depending wherever you want to go, and other masajid, they got times in between. So I leave from here and I'm there 6 o'clock at Darul Zakaria, and then go to my Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, give him all the news, views and interviews that's happening in the world, and he gets very happy that I tell him, Hazrat, this happened here, he'll ask some questions and all. Then I have a list of my own questions, then we'll ask and all that. And Hazrat was fasting, so it was the 13th, you know, of Jumad al-Ukhra, but me, I'm lazy, I don't fast. So normally we go straight away, we have tea, but now I see there's no tea, then I know Hazrat is fasting, then we make iftar together. But I tell him, Hazrat, let's to be sahim, we speak Arabic sometime. So I tell him, I'm not fasting. He says, just sit quietly and eat, would be no problem. So now we make kali, we fasting, we also have kajur when the adhan go, but we're not fasting. And like Madina Munawwara, you know, when you go Mondays, Thursdays, the people, they catch you, come here, ya haji, ya zahir, come sit here with us. This is al-akram in al-Arab. There's a saying in Arabic. Generosity you will find in the Arabs. Subhanallah. If you were in Makkah, Medina in the 90s, 92, 93, and then the best Tarawih in the world, the Sin and Sheen, Shuraim and Sudais, they were in their prime that time in the 90s. So with Allah's help, for several years we went, and then they would read the 20 rakats. Then 1 o'clock at night, they would read the 10 rakats. Only the two of them, no other imams. And the whole 90s went. Then after 2000, everything changed and so forth. And Medina, subhanallah, you must be there in Maghrib time. Medina ki khubi, you know, that is iftar time. You see our Turkish brothers and others from after Asr, they already sitting down. It's still two and a half, three hours left for iftar, but they're all reserving their place. So I always have a good smile when I look at them. So because they're looking at that rutab and they're looking at the dugga, you know dugga. So dugga is that, you know, which they put in the yogurt, mashallah. So that is like small particles. They call it dugga with a cough, but they pronounce it dugga with a gaff. So that is wonderful, the one from Medina Munawwara. So I have a lot of that, alhamdulillah. So anyway, so we made iftar, then mashallah, then we go for salat, and then the teaching Bukhari Sharif, and mashallah, wonderful lessons there going on. And it was all to do with jizya and all ghanimat and all that, spoils of war. And then we come back, and then again questions, then I leave. So wonderful, these are moments we will cherish and relish for the rest of our life. People say, you happy in lands? I say, I'm here 20 years. They say, what is the best thing? I say, the best thing, I'm here next to Hazrat Mufti Sahab. So when we went to Karachi in 1974, I left. So we don't know who's going to teach us. Lo and behold, that same year that Hazrat Mufti Sahab became a teacher, and we, his first batch, his first group, we were 11 South Africans then. Half of them, bichara, they fell sick, they could ask. Anyway, they came home. We were just 4 or 5 left then in the ending. So we complete with Allah's help and mercy. So I still remember that when they used to speak, we couldn't understand. It was a crazy system. We want to learn Arabic. I also tell Hazrat, I say, Hazrat, mujhe ta'ajjub hai that how you could teach like that? That they're teaching us Arabic grammar, the medium of instruction is Urdu, and the kitab is in Farsi, in Persian. Now what the mix-up is that? We don't know Arabic, we don't know Urdu, we don't know Farsi. So the people used to get frustrated, but now they change everything. But that's the time in 70s it was like that. So sometimes we have to look at the methodology we adopt as well. So anyway, all that happened, mashallah, then Thursday, Friday came, and then mashallah, I had Maulana Azir Jasad, mashallah, many times he invites me, Allah to reward him. So I asked him, Maulana, how many years you stayed at Darum Zakaria? He said, 10 years. I said, subhanallah. He said, I did my hifz there, I did the alim there, and then is to go after that 1 year also. So mashallah, let me give you the history little bit of the Rainbow Masjid. Today's topic, we called it the trip to Rainbow Masjid here in Lanesia. If you know Lanesia, we majority Muslims here, alhamdulillah. We have more than 50 masajid here in Lanesia. Allah shukar, Allah's fadal. And thousands of hufaz and ulama and so forth with help and mercy of Allah. If you look at the masajid, then the first masjid is the Sabri Jumma Masjid there. So mashallah, I had to go lecture there, but then things couldn't work out because 5 minute lecture and all that. So I said, leave it, next time we'll come. So anyway, that is the oldest masjid in the early 60s, like around that time. It started in that. And then the Rainbow Masjid started before them as far as the structure goes. So mashallah, both these masjid there, Sabri and then Rainbow, are more than 50 years. Allah Jalla Wala reward the trustees. Allah Ta'ala reward all the imams who serve there. Allah Ta'ala reward all the donors. The one rain, 100 rain, 1,000 million, whatever you gave. Your reward lies by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Remember that. It's the 9th year of the Hijrah. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emerges from the Hujra Mubarakah, the house, and sees there's some lamps there. This is the 9th year. And the 11th year was the demise of the Master, alayhi salam. Habibuna Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked, who put these lights? They pointed and gestured to the direction of Tamim Dari. So you put it, Tamim? He said, yes. Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so delighted and happy, then excited and said, oh, you Tamim, if I had another daughter, I would have given her to you in nikah and marriage. Imagine, that is when we spend in the path of Allah Allah, in the houses of Allah, for the love of Allah, not for name and fame. So anyway, so that was there. So my brother Muhammad Khan comes, mashallah, with the big red Porsche. So the one guy asked me, you moving around with the Porsche there. I said in the hadith, it come in Humur in Na'am, that the red camels, they speak of that in the hadith, you know. So now if you go with the red Porsche, mashallah. So that's the Allah's puzzle, that you understand, we don't ask for it. They say, come, I say, very good. So after the khutbah was rendered by Sheikh Faisal Ghazawi. He gives very good khutbahs. Subhanallah, he spoke about the sacrifices the Sahaba made, the Tabi'in made. I'll give you three incidents. He spoke about, remember this, that Zubaydah is the wife of Harun Rashid, and she is the daughter of Khalifa Mansur. So she came in a royal family, like family in power, and now her husband is the Khalifa. So she was very, very generous. Until today, if you go between Mina and Muzdalifa, that road there, you will find that Ain, that you will find that for the spring and that canal and all that stream of Zubaydah, they repaired it, everything, and water is flowing there. Till today. So imagine what a sadaqah jariyah it is for her. So ladies also, what great sacrifice they made. Atha bin Abi Rabah, the African, dark in complexion, ustad of Imam Abu Hanifa. He performed 70 hajj and then he became blind. Then he couldn't go for hajj and all. He used to stand and read in 2 rakats, 4 rakats, whole surah Baqarah. Me and you, we could just read 2 surahs, 3 surahs in 1 rakat, then we just finish tired and retired. See the love they had. When people used to enter Makkah and Atha bin Abi Rabah is delivering his lectures, not one person would speak. Everybody silent. A'lam an-nas bi manasik al-hajj. He knew the laws of hajj, umrah, everything. No one could beat him. Imagine, these were the giants Islam gave us. So wonderful khutbah he gave. Then we went to Rainbow Masjid, mashallah, and I told them I want to speak to you about 3 things. Number one, I spoke of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and 22nd of Jumad al-Ukhra, he passes away, 13th year of the Hijrah. Spoke to them about nationally, globally, internationally, why all these halat and conditions is because of our kufran, ungratefulness, unthankfulness. Remember, we're so ungrateful, so halat must come. Conditions must come that are unfavorable. Quran speaks of this. فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوءِ وَالْخَوْفِ. Then fear will come, poverty will come. And you can see it today. And then we spoke about, remember, to keep our masajid and all that abad. So that's compulsory. Irrespective of what happens, we must be there in our masajid. So that was, mashallah, Mu'anazir made the khutbah. Mu'anazir Jasad, his brother passed away a few weeks ago. Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. And then, mashallah, that we come home and so forth. And then, you know, Saturday is family time and so forth. But Saturday also has become busy for me now because so many emails and all that. So we clear everything. And then Sunday is very busy. In the morning, we go there to Hazrat Mufti Riza al-Haqsab and then have breakfast there. I have breakfast at home, actually. But then I have the other second breakfast there, malai and tea, that they all know that is my breakfast there. And then Hazrat say, eat this puri. So I told him, Hazrat, puri, bohut acha. That was very, very nice, the puri. So anyway, thereafter, then we go to the masjid, Qari Muhsin. He reads beautiful Quran, mashallah. And then Hazrat said, I must speak. So I spoke about ahadith, al-hadith wal-muhadithun. What is hadith? Who are the scholars of hadith? Today, people don't want to believe in hadith. If you don't believe in hadith, you're rejecting Quran. You're no more Muslim. So understand that how important it is for us. Then Mawlana Burhan spoke, mashallah, one sentence he said, beautiful. He said, Mawlana Shabir Saluji, principal of Darul Zakaria, Saturday night he used to come here by Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman. He stays just here, he used to stay. 1991 December, just say 92, Hazrat Dev Miaswamin came here to Lanesia, passed away in 2005. So Hazrat Mawlana Shabir Sahib say, I come here Saturday night, so to charge my batteries for the whole week. So imagine when you sit by the pious people, then remember that piety rubs off. And then Hazrat Mufti Sahib just elaborated on everything and so forth. And then we went there back to his room, and then some questions and tea and mangoes and what. Then afternoon Q&A with Hafiz Hafiz Hussein Wadi, mashallah, very, very good. Quickly, I want to make few announcements. Today, they're telling us, the media, that the vaccines from India have arrived. Anyway, you can quote me wherever you want. I'm addressing the Muslims. So non-Muslims, that what they do is their business. Muslims, remember, vaccination is haram. You can quote me, and we accept Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai's fatwa on this issue. And Hazrat, you know, is a master with a pen. He's Sari ut-Ta'alif. If you read of Allama Suyuti, Rahimahullah, and them, how quickly they could write books, you know. So he's like that. Go just see in the 50 years how many books he has written. So I written so many books. If me, give me 100 years, or so, I won't be able to write like that. So you must remember, go read, go to the Majlis website, and read all about vaccination and all. So our fatwa is haram, is not permissible. So it's not mandatory. So what you want to take it also. So remember, that's first issue. Don't let the media, they will tell you vaccination, where herd mentality. They made us like animals already. Herd immunization. You know, herd is for cattle, for animals really. So that's first thing. Number two, remember, you the man, you must go to the masjid. Yes, you old, sickly and all that, you can't go anywhere to the shop, job, mall, that's different thing. But if you can go shop and mall, then definitely you can go masjid. So you must go to the masjid. We're getting reports that people again now missing Jummah, missing Jamaat, all that. That's absolutely haram. Remember that for the men. We must go to the masjid. You go to masjid, five masjid, whichever one is open, you just go and read Salat there. So that's you women, you must read at home and keep on making dua. Allah Jalla Wala protect all our masajid throughout the world, the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid Al-Aqsa, Masjid Al-Quba, these are the four most important. Then after that, all the masajid of the world. Next one, remember, so many people are passing away. Some we know, some we don't know. So always make dua for them. Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus, give out charity for them. And remember those who are ill and sick, Allah grant them shifa. Okay, that were the few announcements I had to make. Okay, now let's carry on with our program from now till 11 o'clock at night. Inshallah, you can join Moana Araf, our brother Alamin Templeton. So he is, mashallah, this week, he's his leave, you see. So 1 week leave for him. So now there will be a slight change in the program during his slots. So now till 3 o'clock, you can listen to Moana Arafat and his Shining Stars, the Children Kiddies program. And thereafter, 3 to 3:30, 3:35 will be this morning's Q&A, the repeat with Mohan Arafat. Thereafter, 3:35, 3:40 till 5:30 will be Mufti Yusuf from Mangera or from UK. So he, inshallah, will speak of Tasawwuf and Tazkiyah and about, you know, purifying oneself internally. Then 5:30 to 6:30, Mohan Khalid Yaqub, inshallah. 6:30 to 7, Hafiz Hussain Wadi introducing us, right, taking us till Maghrib time, Durban time. Thereafter, the repeat of today's tafsir that we did and Surah Mu'minun, so verses 27 to 36, and thereafter 7:30, 7:35 to 8 o'clock, Maulana Yunus Patel Rahimahullah's advices. 8 to 10 live Q&A with Maulana Arafat Hatia and myself, Inshallah Al-Aziz. 10 to 11 Qari Hanif Multani, he was blind, we met him also, and a wonderful lecturer, orator. So his talk tonight between 10 and 11 Inshallah will be Maud Kamanazir, that what happens to a person after he or she leaves this world and passes away. So Allah Ta'ala make our Khatima ending on Iman, and the best day in our life, the day we meet Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large. Barakallahu fiqh. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.